Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and Tuesday brings some news, Alan, as new defections signal the possible end for the health bill. President Trump is calling on Congress to pass a repeal-only plan. Mitch McConnell seems to agree with that, but it was Senators Jerry Moren of Kansas and Mike Lee of Utah who said they would oppose the bill to replace the Affordable Care Act.
So for now, as you just said, it's dead. But of course, these things have a way of gaining new life. What is apparent is that the president and Mitch McConnell are willing to say, all right, we can't have our way, we can't amend it, so therefore we'll just kill it. We'll kill Obamacare. And all of those millions of Americans who have depended on this, with children who could not possibly afford health care, will be eliminated from those very procedures which have saved their lives, that old people in nursing homes and other places will be affected by it. So it's a terrible idea that because you can't have your way, you get even. And you get even by killing it and saying, okay, let people suffer with it, and then they'll come around and do what we want them to. This really is off the score from the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, of course, will show how many people will be off of their programs, their medical programs, and it will be a disaster. So I suspect that they'll have defections there too.
As we talked about yesterday, states are fighting back on a number of issues from the Trump administration, including now the health care plan, as Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Schneiderman, as well as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, gathered to say they're going to sue.
David, you will remember that in the very beginning, Donald Trump used the age-old political wisdom that when you have momentum going in, you use it. So he wanted to do health care immediately, day one. It didn't work. And now he has lost much of that momentum. And now, of course, people are circling. They are saying, okay, we're not going to allow this to happen. We're going to sue you. And now it looks like the program that was espoused by McConnell and the Senate Republicans is not going to happen. So nobody's going to have to sue. Nevertheless, I wouldn't put it past the Republicans to try again, just as they did in the House of Representatives. What really needs to happen here, and should happen if people got together and worked with Senator Schumer and the Senate Democrats, they'd come up with some ideas about ways to fix some of the problems with the Obamacare program. But when partisanship takes over and it's all partisan and it's not about solving problems, this is the kind of chaos that you get.
Speaking of chaos and the investigation with Russia, the president has described his son Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Kremlin-connected lawyer as routine, but interviews with politicians have turned up few who said they would participate in a meeting like the one described from the Times.
Well, so it's not routine, and so there's real trouble here. You know, David, I think we can sort of stop talking about this one, because I think Bob Mueller and the next FBI head is hard at work on this. Investigative committees are working hard. We can continue to talk about it, but what's going to really happen, the next shoe to drop, is going to be when these investigations begin to bear some fruit. I heard on television a while ago that many people think that Kushner and some of the others who participated in this, Kushner, of course, being in the White House and has been granted full access to confidential information, there are those people now who are saying that should not go forward. And these Russians have shown nothing but malevolence towards the United States and so many other Western democracies. They are trying, as you just indicated, to sow chaos in the NATO countries. This is the way that they see forward to gain predominance over the West.
Finally, Alan, something that has been called the summer of hell seems to be living itself out as we see another train fire now and problems with the busiest train hub in America.
All of a sudden, the subways in New York are really in a mess, and people need somebody to blame, and they are blaming the governor. And his numbers are going down as a result of it, because the people who support Andrew Cuomo and the Cuomo name are in New York City. There's no question about it. All the polling shows us that. So Cuomo runs down to New York, declares an emergency, says that we have to do something, pledges an extra $1 billion towards the already struggling subway fix situation. And people understand that it is Cuomo, the Strap Hangers Association, and others are saying right to the governor. So it's one thing to say, I really don't care about New York politics. But it's another when you know that the guy who is really the most responsible, because he appoints the most people to the MTA board, is the governor, then you better believe that this is real political trouble for him.